Mary Jane by Jessica Anya Blau is a fabulous historical fiction novel. This novel takes the reader to the time and era of 1970s Baltimore and was entrancing all through. It is a wonderful coming-of-age story of teenager Mary Jane. This gem of a book was like a buried treasure. In the pages of this novel you will meet Mary Jane. She is a 14-year-old girl and she has agreed to be a summer caretaker to a doctor's daughter. What she doesn't realize is that she was going to venture into a universe of free spirits. That will be an eye-opener to this kid from a traditionalist and uptight family. Her mom, particularly, has rigid cultural and social practices, and she accepts every other person should as well. She is highly repressed and restrictive. Both she and her significant other are racist and anti-Semitic. What Mary Jane discovers in the Cone House, however, is a hippie vibe. Lots of affection, but additionally a laissez-faire attitude toward household management. In other words, the house is loaded up with mess. Nobody in the house likes to cook at the same time. They need their five-year kid to be very well taken care of. These are such unfamiliar things to Mary Jane. Her mom thinks being a housewife, keeping a home, and cooking are the most noteworthy achievements for a lady. However, Mary Jane is capable. But, how will she respond if her parents discover that she's doing more than caring for a five-year-old? In the Cone House, there are also some celebrity guests. An actress, Sheba, and her rock star spouse, Jimmy. They are generous, kind, and loving individuals, yet they came for Jimmy to get treatment from Dr. Cone. This is a special section of the book. Jimmy is being treated for numerous addictions. But, when he's not in treatment, he and Sheba, alongside Mary Jane, become part of the family. Mary Jane by Jessica Anya Blau was such a great story, so easy to read, and engulfing. I felt like I was a part of this superb group of individuals who framed a caring family. It's also not just a straight-line story. There are a few surprises. There's likewise use of some rough language on occasion. These are imperfect individuals, not perfect dolls. They all have issues. They've all come from various foundations that gave troubles and challenges. But, by the end, it's a feel-good story. Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.